The Bodhisattva vows to lead each and every being to nirvana. He vows to liberate all beings from suffering and to give them complete and utter fulfillment. It's a truly staggering vow and completely and utterly overwhelming. And, you know, you can sort of wring your hands and think, well, that's just impossible. It's something very easy to be sentimental about as well. You can read the Mahayana Sutras and get all inspired about leading beings to nirvana and read about it and get all worked up about it and then go out the door of your room and, you know, get irritated because, you know, somebody has, you know, left the teacups out or something like that. And, you know, it's very easy to kind of create some sort of fantasy world with all this. So we have to be very careful. Or just become rather egotistical. You know, I am leading all beings to nirvana, you know, with this kind of heavy load behind you and things like that. And can lead to all sorts of problems. Maybe even a sort of, you might be a bit, you know, kind of crucify yourself for the benefit of all beings. Very dangerous if we've had a strong, perhaps Christian conditioning. You know, it also leads to problems, as Sangharakshita has pointed out. Well, okay, you vow to lead all beings to nirvana. So what happens when you're just about to get the last one through and another bodhisattva turns up and says, he's mine? You know, do you then have a kind of argument? No, I'm leading all beings to nirvana. So obviously it's the spirit of the thing that's important here. And in fact, you can really start to think, well, you know, is a bodhisattva a person at all? Is he one being at all? And we'll go into this a bit more, what the leading means. But I think that there are some questions that arise that occurred to me in relation to this. So just changing the sort of premise of it, really. A bodhisattva vows to lead all beings to nirvana. But of course, that assumes rather a lot. You know, and what does that mean for us? You could say, kind of making it very ordinary language, the bodhisattva is someone who lives meaningfully. He has a sense of meaning. He's deepening meaning in his life. And he's offering meaning to others. He wants to give meaning to all others, provide them with a meaningful life. So if you look at it this way, we can start asking ourselves questions. Well, let's forget about, first of all, other people. What about ourselves? Are we living meaningfully? Are we expressing our deepest aspirations? Is the Buddhist path meaningful to us? Do we see the Buddhist path as a path of meaning and fulfillment? Are we concerned, do we really believe that nirvana, bodhi, is the liberation from pain and the fulfillment of all meaning? You know, before we can think about others, we need to get that into view for ourselves. And in any case, nirvana, what does nirvana mean to us? Does that term have any significance? Nirvana is one way, of course, of talking about the Buddha's attainment. There are many, many ways in which the Buddha speaks about nirvana. So you need to ask yourself, well, what way in which the Buddha speaks about the goal of the spiritual life is meaningful to you? And are you living according to that meaning? So you need to ask, you know, big questions of yourself to relate to this particular part of the sutra. And then secondly, what about living meaningfully for others? Are other people, other beings important to you? Not because of what they do for you, but in themselves. Are they in themselves meaningful to you? Do you have a feeling for them in themselves and a desire to contribute to their sense of meaning and fulfillment? Do you feel that the Dharma is a way of fulfillment for them, could be a way of fulfillment for them? Do you feel, in fact, that others need the Dharma, need nirvana, however you might conceive it? So it brings up these sorts of questions. A bodhisattva does, of course. He's someone who sees that the Dharma can fulfill people. He sees that the Dharma can give people what they need. The Dharma is giving him what he needs, so he sees that the Dharma can satisfy them, it can enrich them, like nothing else can satisfy them and enrich them. He knows that because he's living that way himself.